WSBT, a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Chad Robison, topping our report this hour. If you're just tuning in, still no arrests after a Sayreville councilwoman was found shot to death in an SUV outside her home. Middlesex County prosecutors say 30-year-old Eunice Jumfor was found shot multiple times and pronounced dead at the scene. The young Republican was elected to her first three-year term in 2021. It's not clear if the motive for the killing was personal, political, or random. The man accused of trying to firebomb a Bloomfield synagogue Sunday appeared in court today. U.S. Attorney for New Jersey Philip Selinger says the charge against 26-year-old Nicholas Malandratos of Clifton is a serious offense that carries up to 20 years in prison.
No one should fear for their lives because of the exercise of their religion.
Prosecutors say Malandratos had a map of potential police and military targets in his home, along with gasoline, wicks, and lighters. We're days away from another major closure at the Holland Tunnel. Starting Sunday, February 5th, the Jersey-bound Holland Tunnel will close to all traffic between 11 p.m. and 5:30 a.m. six nights a week for a project that's expected to last well into 2025. The only nights the Holland will be open to New Jersey will be on Saturday. 20 nonprofits and local governments in Jersey will share $38 million in lead remediation and abatement grant money. Governor Murphy says in the area served by the grant recipients, there are more than 1.8 million homes built prior to the 1978 lead paint ban.
Obviously, not all of them still have a lead paint exposure problem, but the odds are many still do.
The state is also launching an online potential lead exposure mapping tool. You can find out more about the tool on our website, nj1015.com. Newark native Ice-T is being honored with his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The ceremony for the 64-year-old is set for February 17th. Despite his role in Law and Order, Ice-T's music career is the reason for his inclusion. He'll become just the 11th hip-hop act to receive a star on the Walk of Fame. Any snow on the menu this weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Reliable, ready, real. New Jersey 101.5.
I'm 8:04. Now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Good news finally in Ocean County on the southbound parkway. The accident investigation near the Barnegat Toll Plaza has wrapped up. All those toll lanes are now open for business and no leftover delay at all. Rest of the ride on the parkway, you're just fine. Northbound Turnpike, as you go into exit 3 in the Walt Whitman service area, some right lane construction. Farther north in the truck lanes in Elizabeth, right by exit 13A, a crash over on the right shoulder. And southbound approaching exit 2, a bit slow with construction work. In Springfield, Route 82 eastbound at Mysel Avenue, it is an accident being cleared. Southbound Route 1 at Ridge Road in Plainsboro, that off-ramp is partially blocked. That is because of an accident, and looks like the outbound side of 139, the covered roadway, doing better as you go into the tunnely circle. That accident has been cleared. And just getting word of a problem in Long Branch, looks like construction setting up on 36 northbound between Avenel Boulevard and Atlantic Avenue. That is going to be closed throughout the overnight hours. Traffic every 15 minutes, your next report at 8:18. I'm Mike Barker on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 8:05.
This winter, be ready. New Jersey 101.5's Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero is ready for winter.
Look for wintry mix to start around lunchtime.
He's ready to give you the facts without the hype.
Snow ends early tomorrow morning, but expect a really messy commute.
Our winter weather alerts will keep you and your family safe before, during, and after the storm. Thanks to our sponsor, New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety. New Jersey 101.5 Winter Weather Alerts. Be ready. Listen on your radio, our free app, and nj1015.com.
New Jersey, 101.5 instant weather, partly to mostly cloudy for tonight. It will turn out brisk. We could see a snow shower toward dawn in the northwest hills as some Arctic air slides in. Those will be in the 20s. Once that Arctic air starts to move in, it's going to be blustery and sharply colder tomorrow. Despite sunshine, temperatures will fall from the 30s into the 20s during the afternoon. Then windy and bitterly cold heading into tomorrow night. We'll have a mainly clear sky. Lows will be in the single digits to around 10. Wind chills dropping below zero as winds will still be gusting at times close to, if not over 30 miles per hour. Now, the wind will ease up some on Saturday. It will still be very cold despite sunshine. Highs will be in the 20s. Temperatures rise Saturday night, and then much milder Sunday with more clouds. Highs will get well into the 40s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Livingston, 33. Winslow, 32. Roselle Park, 35. And J1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
New Jersey,